After what happened during holidays?
Well, no, we had a Christmas tree and we got gifts, but we didn't get very many gifts, and they were pretty cheap little gifts because we didn't have very much money. My mother used to go down and buy some material and make dresses, and so I'd end up with two dresses just exactly alike. They were clean, but I thought them to be different, you know. But, well, she did the best she could. Yeah. She didn't have that. She didn't have money.
So then you had the homemade clothes then? They were mostly hand-sewn and done in your house?
You see, when the stocks were going up, everybody had lots of money, but it was all in paper, and they didn't have it to spend, and then they lost it, and they still, so they just didn't have it at all then.
Yeah.
It was, that's why I would never put money in stocks and bonds. See, when everything was going great now, I didn't put no money in stocks and bonds, because I know how fast that went. They didn't expect it.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't trust it. But I'm the only one, about one of the old ones that's old enough to remember that. Mm-hmm. See, like my sister and I, we can remember way back, but nobody else can.
do you remember any, like, special get-togethers for your school or church that you went to, or any kind of special event?
You know, the last day of school we had a picnic, but that wasn't much.
Yeah.
But we used to have really great reunions, family reunions, over to my aunt's, you know.
Yeah.
And because my mother came from a big family, the Huffmans were, a big family. And those were great. I really think that we had parties at Christmas and stuff with the family. But then in the summer we have a reunion, and then they'd invite all their cousins. So I grew up knowing all my mother's cousins and everybody, you know, where now my kids don't know nobody.
So I need to get a little bit more of information here. I know a lot about the King side, but on your mother's side, the Huffman family, do you know where your mother was born?
She was born over on, let's see, can't think of it. What if them roads going that way? Let me see. Like past Stewart Road, what's that? Heist Road?
Well, it was in the Monroe area here.
Yeah, it was in the Monroe area.
Okay.
Stewart Road. She was born on Stewart Road.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm. And her mother died when she was just like 5 years old or so. So, Grandpa had to raise 7 girls by himself and 1 son. Sometimes he'd chase them around the table and they'd tip the table over. I thought, boy, he's a cruel man. But, you know, after I understood how it was like, I think he did pretty good. His wife was gone, you know, and he had all these girls to contend with. And, you know, girls are connivers. See, girls have had to connive for generations to get what they want. And so it's just born in them.
So then on the Huffman side, your grandmother and your grandfather, were they both, did they both live and were born here in Monroe too, or were they from somewhere else?
Let's see. I think that he came from Germany. I believe that, you mean my mother's father and mother?
Yeah.
I think they came from, I believe they came from Germany.
Okay.
as children. I think they were children in Broadway, if I'm dreaming.
So then, on your mother's side, that was from Germany,
mm-hmm.
and then on your father's side, the King family, that was from
England.
England, when you go far enough back. Okay. I think that's about all I need here. Just a few extra questions then. So you lived for the most part of your early life, then it was all on the farm there mm-hmm. on South Custer Road.
Yeah.
And then you moved out to maybe then later and then here?
Well,
or were there
we moved to a house by the cemetery for when I was 13 until I was 19 when I got married. But see, we moved around quite a bit the first couple of years after we were married, and then we ended up out on the farm. But I had four children when I moved to the farm, see, so it was
yeah.
quite an interval in time in there. I had Jimmy already.
So then, you worked at the farm then out there when you were a child, and did you have any other occupations or jobs then around there? It was all just when you were a child at the farm?
Oh, just, I just helped on the farm.
Okay.
Well, my mother was sickly. We kept, my sister and I kind of kept house for her. After I graduated from high school, I got a job and worked, you know.
Where was that at? Do you remember?
I worked at the county farm for a year and a half, and then I worked at the Weiss factory. The Weiss factory is that great big building over here for old folks, you know, now.
Yeah.
But it used to be a factory.
Do you remember what you did there or what that was about?
At the Weiss factory, I nailed boxes together. And, you know, it wasn't enough to just pick the box up and put it down and nail it. You had to go fast. You had to go, you know, you all the time had to, just as fast as you could go to take your time. If you wanted to make overtime, you had to go faster than that. And I'm not fast. But it was a job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I've got enough information here. So thank you. And I'll stop this.
There's a Indian cemetery on the farm, and we'd go back, and it was sandy there, you know, and if you look around, you could always find little pieces of plate. You know, they made little plates and stuff.
Yeah.
They weren't little plates, but they were little pieces. And all kinds of things, and bones and stuff. And my dad, he said one day when he went out to plow, he ran into a 12 or 14 graves in a row. So my dad didn't like to disturb the dead, see.
Yeah.
So he picked these all up and he made a great big hole and he buried them deep so nobody else would be plowing them up again. But he put them in little, you know, bunches, like each body would, it wasn't out long, you see, it was rolled in a bunch.
Yeah.
And so then years later, my cousin came along, and the people from the University of Michigan came along.
I
don't know what that noise is. So the people from the University of Michigan come along, and they said, that's the way the Indians bury them like that.
Oh, wow.
What they didn't see,
yeah.
they
thought that they had buried them, but he had
transferred them
yeah.
there to make them safe. And then they dug them up, and then they had these big holes all over. Then he put bees in there. And they left them alone.
Oh, so the bees people didn't want to go in there and disturb the bees and get stung.
So, wow. But it was, you know, I thought it was terrible if they even done anything with it. Then later on, they sold the sand on that cemetery just for sand for float. Sand, you know. And I even called up the superintendent of the township, and I told him I didn't think it was right, but
yeah.
They did it. You know, that's why Albert wouldn't be buried in King's Cemetery. He said because they went back and destroyed the Indian cemetery, the King's Cemetery would be destroyed sometime. So he wouldn't be buried there.